Hi, my name's Danny Elson. I'm one of the elders at Christian Life Church, Herefordshire. It's great to be with you this morning. Whether you're watching as one of our regulars from one of our sites across Herefordshire, or you're tuning in during this COVID lockdown just to check us out and see what we're all about, it's really good to be with you. When we gather as a church on a Sunday, which is the day that we choose to gather, we often have a time of singing of songs, which we've had this morning, and we often open up the Bible and talk about what we feel that God is saying in the moment. And today, I have the privilege of opening up the chapters of 6 and 7 of the book of Acts. So I'd ask you to turn there ready, whether it's on a device or in a physical Bible, because I'll be coming to various points in the chapter 6 and 7 of the book of Acts. So here we go. So I don't know about you, but have you ever been sailing? Because I've been sailing before. Actually, one of my fondest childhood memories was this time where I was let loose to sail a boat all on my own. To be honest with you, I've got to an age now where I really can't remember how old I was in that moment. But what I do remember is feeling that sense of freedom and independence as I was on this massive lake in this boat on my own. Everything was going right. I didn't capsize at all. The weather was great. The boat was going where I needed it to go. I didn't hit any other boats. I didn't take out any fish or wildlife. And I just remember just sailing along thinking, ah, isn't life great? Isn't life brilliant? Now, you see, I have had a few of those moments in the 40 years that I've been alive where I've had that moment of, ah, this is what life's about. Times when I've been sat sunbathing on the beach, reading a book. Times where I've had just great laughter with my family. There are these moments where it's like, ah, this is plain sailing. Isn't life great? But you see, life isn't always like that. Every day isn't always like that. Actually, most of the time, life isn't plain sailing. Life is hard work. We have difficulties, we have struggles, we have crises that we find ourselves stuck within. And I don't know about you, but these last few weeks of being locked in has been a bit tough for me. I found it difficult even as an introvert. But you see, as I was pondering about that moment where I was sailing as a child and felt total freedom, I was also thinking of a contrasting image that I only preached about not so long ago in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8, where we find the disciples in a boat with Jesus. You see, when we think about Jesus and when he walked on this earth, or certainly when I do, I'm often drawn to a lot of the positive moments, those moments where the blind eyes were opened, the deaf ears were opened, where miracles took place, where food multiplied. But actually, in Matthew 8, in the midst of a furious storm, we read about how the disciples were reacting and how Jesus responded. But we see in that moment that the disciples, and even Jesus really, were in a difficult moment, a difficult situation. And you know, actually, the Christian life is not plain sailing. And here in the chapter 6 and 7 of Acts, we're invited to witness, to read, to ponder a difficult situation that Stephen found himself in. You see, Stephen is only mentioned in chapter 6 and chapter 7 of the book of Acts. It's like an actor appearing for just two episodes in the Game of Thrones series 7 or Friends series 6. They just get two episodes. You see, we remember all the core actors that have been there from the beginning, or those that have been there for the whole series. We remember those, don't we? But those that have only been in for one or two episodes, we don't really remember them. It kind of goes over our head, unless, of course, you've got a photographic memory. But for me, it goes over my head. But you see, Stephen, although he only gets mentioned in two chapters of the Bible, I believe that his story is unforgettable and is inspirational. I believe that his story is a reminder of how to respond as a Christian, as a follower of Jesus, in the midst of a crisis, in the midst of difficulty, in the midst of life being hard. Now, when you look at verse 5 in chapter 6 of Acts, we see that it says that Stephen was a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit. Stephen was a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit. Now you see, that phrase hasn't left me for days. I've been pondering upon and thinking about that phrase for the last week, if not longer. You see, we don't know much about Stephen's life, but the people around him saw him as a man full of faith and full of the Holy Spirit. I like to think that everything in his life before this moment led up to this point. Everything in his life before this moment was preparing him for what he needed to do. This morning, I want to propose to you who are watching, you who are catching up on demand, that up until this moment in your life, God has been preparing you. God has been equipping you. That God wants to even now continue to strengthen your faith and fill you with his Holy Spirit. You see, we don't know the time frame between the time that Stephen was promoted, because in this part of scripture, you see, the apostles were getting so busy that they couldn't organize what was going on. So Stephen was appointed and promoted to organize some of the work of the church. Now, we don't know actually the time difference between when Stephen was promoted and actually when he went into this difficult situation of being pulled before the court. But what we do know is that Stephen, in that time frame, seized the moment. We do know that after Stephen was promoted, we read in chapter 6, it says this in chapter 6, verse 8, "And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs among the people." You see, Stephen did great signs and wonders. Being full of faith again, they're talking about Stephen being full of faith. But they also mention power. So we see that the Holy Spirit life, the Holy Spirit filled life, isn't a quiet life. God works through the life of someone who is full of faith. You see, we don't know what Stephen did. We don't know what these signs and wonders were, but we know that he was making an impact. We know that he was having an influence. And I want to propose to you this morning that each and every one of us that have made the decision to follow Christ are called to live a life full of faith. We are called to live a life full of the Holy Spirit. And as this happens, we should be expectant that the power of God will flow through us. And we too will see signs and wonders. And these signs and wonders, they'll look different because we're different. We face different situations. But these signs and wonders will have incredible impact. They will increase your influence in the world around you, whether in lockdown or when we're released. But Danny, at the moment, I'm in lockdown. I can't get out of the house. So I can't really have much influence now, to be honest, right? Well, I want to say to you, you have a social media presence, right? You're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, blah, blah, blah. The list goes on. There's so many we can't keep count anymore. But you're on there, right? Well, there's the front line for you. There's your area of influence for you. You have friends and family, don't you? Well, there's the front line for you. There's your area of influence. You're working from home and engaging with clients, right? There's the front line for you. There's your area of influence right there. Okay, you're able to leave the house and you're currently volunteering in various areas. There's the front line for you. Okay, you're a key worker. There is the front line for you. You're a voice in your neighborhood. There is the front line for you. You seem to be gaming more often than not now, and you're online and you've got your headset on and you're connecting and talking with so many different people. There is the front line for you. There is the area of influence for you. You see, the list is endless. The front lines are endless. There are many. You see, even when lockdown is lifted, we have our very own front lines and we are faced with the choice to be full of faith and the Holy Spirit and to charge forward, or to hide away, to hide away. And there are some of you that are watching right now, and actually, even before social isolation became a top trending phrase in the world, you've been hiding away. Well, God this morning is calling you right now. Come, come forward. Stop hiding. Push forward. I want you to be full of faith. I want to fill you with the Holy Spirit, because there is a front line for you that I need you to reach. I feel like God wants you to know that he's not wanting you to do that on your own. Hence why he's wanted to fill you with the Holy Spirit. And I got a sense when I was preparing this word this morning that God was saying, we've got this. It's not a, come on, you guys get on with it, or leave me to it, I'm going to do it myself because I'm all powerful, almighty God. He's saying, we've got this. There's this partnership that he is calling us to. So I want you right now, whether you're on your own or whether you're with your family, just to say out loud, we've got this. We've got this. You see, Christians aren't meant to be behind the scenes, hiding in the background, coasting through life, unnoticed. No, we're called to be full of faith. We're called to be full of faith on the front line, in all areas of society, being a shining light. Now we read in chapter 6, and this is really significant, verse 15, we read this, and all who sat in the council, looking steadfastly at him, saw his face as the face of an angel. So they're talking about Stephen here. He's been pulled before the court, right? He's at a low point in his story, a crisis. He's been dragged between in front of the court, accused of stuff that was wrong based upon lies. He didn't fit in with the Jewish worldview. The things that he said and did not line up with how they saw things and how they saw God and how they saw that life should be. And they were really quite offended by it. But you see, in the midst of this turmoil, in the midst of this crisis, with the keyboard warriors there accusing him of stuff, Stephen's face shone like an angel. Wow. That encourages me. That just jumped out at the page at me. Because you see, I don't really have much of an idea of what the face of an angel might look like, to be honest. Over the years, I have seen many, many images of angels. Okay, I have seen many different paintings by the old masters of what they believe the angels to look like. But I don't really know. And you can even read the book of Revelation and you see the words that they put together to try and describe an angel. But it's beyond words. It's kind of, I feel like when the authors write about angels, like, they can't really put it into words because it's beyond what they can describe. So I don't really know what an angel looked like. But what I want us to focus on in this moment is the fact that what they saw in him was something different. In this moment of accusation, in this moment of offense, in this moment of lies being chucked at him, muck being chucked at him, people just putting him down. I don't know, they must have dragged him to that court. So goodness knows what that might have looked like. And in the midst of all of that chaos, in the midst of that crisis, he looked different to those around him. There was something different about him, and it was good. They could have said his face was all scrunched up and he looked like a demon or a goat or a duck, but they didn't. They said he looked like an angel. And even these Jewish folk that were accusing him of blaspheming, of saying things that are against God, even they in this moment described him as looking like an angel. It was something that was good. You see, I like to think that he looked that way because he was full of faith and full of the Holy Spirit. Well, you might be saying to me this morning, how can I be full of faith? Well, we see in the verses that follow in chapter 7 that Stephen was sure that Jesus Christ was the Messiah. He goes to great lengths to share an overview of their Jewish history, their journey to this point. And as I read it, I can almost feel Stephen's faith jumping out at the page to me. His belief that he believed that Jesus was the just one sent by God. And he does this really brave thing in chapter 7, verses 51 to 53. He challenges the listeners, the people in the court, for rejecting Jesus. You see, we need to understand and we need to accept and we need to embrace that there are times in our life where we will need to challenge people. There are times in our lives where we will need to stand up and challenge what isn't right. To stand our ground. And folks, I want to challenge you this morning. Are you ready? Are you ready for those moments? Are you full of faith? Well, how can we be full of faith? You've not really addressed it, Danny. You've just talked about what it looks like for Stephen. Well, you can be full of faith by believing in Jesus. That he died for you. That he took your punishment. That he rose again. And that he is alive today. That he has stood at the right hand of the Father, that he has given you the gift of peace with God, that he is the Messiah. You see, there's always a first time that somebody makes that decision to follow Jesus. I remember mine as if it was yesterday, the 3rd of August, 2001. That's the date that I decided to take that step in believing in Jesus. There's always a first time. There's always a first time where you surrender your life to him. But you need to remember and you need to know that if it's an ongoing decision. You may be looking in right now and thinking, well, I want to make this decision for the first time. Or you may be thinking, well, I made it 40 years ago, Danny. But you see, it's an ongoing decision. It's a part of who we are. Yes, it says in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish and will have eternal life." You see, what we've learned from Stephen so far this morning is that Stephen was sure in his faith in the Messiah, Jesus Christ. That he was full of faith, and because of being full of faith and being full of the Holy Spirit, he shone. And lastly, we see as chapter 7 comes to an end that he surrendered his life. So he was sure, he shone, and he surrendered. And even though he spoke the truth, even though he gave a wonderful overview of the things of God and the direction that he felt God was taking us in, the listeners were still offended and they still took his life. They stoned him. It's an example that the Christian life is not plain sailing. It requires sacrifice. In fact, Jesus said in the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 23, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily, not once, daily, and follow me." You see, I don't know about you this morning, but this is where I want to be. I believe in Jesus, what he has done for me, what he continues to do for me. My life is surrendered. He has it. It's his. I want my life to shine in the ups and the downs of life. And I recognize that I need to pick up my cross daily. That following Jesus will require sacrifice. And I am willing to make them. I believe that as I do this, he will work in me and he will work through me to see the world changed. And he will empower me and not leave me on my own. This is a partnership. This is a race that we run together. And that's what God wants from you today. Maybe you're watching and actually you've never taken this step to follow Jesus, to believe in him. And I want to invite you to do that right now. So wherever you're at, I just want you to close your eyes and just pray this prayer out loud. Lord Jesus, I'm sorry I've been living life my own way. Forgive me. Thank you for going on the cross and taking my sin. Thank you for rising again and going to the Father. Thank you for making a way for me to be washed new and to start life following you. I choose to follow you from this day forth. I choose to pick up my cross and follow you. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, please, whatever platform you're watching on, send us a message, whether it's Facebook, whether it's church online. You can send us an email at our website at www.cloch.cc. You'll find an email where you can send us an email to say, I've made that step to follow Jesus for the first time. Welcome to the family. Welcome home. Welcome to this daily journey until we meet him again as we leave this place to be with him in heaven. But perhaps actually you've made this step to follow Jesus some time ago, but you find yourself in a position where you've misplaced your cross. You've put it down. Well, it's time to pick it up again. Today is the day where you can pick it up again. Let's go into all the world. Let's hit the front lines of our lives with our cross in one hand, Jesus in our heart, and the Holy Spirit all over our lives, so that we can make a difference in this world and see the kingdom of God released wherever we go. Folks, it's been great having you watch this morning. It's been great having you guys catch up on the demand areas of our video systems. I just pray that today you have taken something that will point you further to Jesus and move you on in your life with him. I'll see you again soon. God bless.